By Allah's name, we start. Salamun alaikum and welcome. This is new episode of today's special from Iran Radio. On Tuesday, you're listening to us, 25th of Rabiul Thani, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Aban, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of October, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
This is chapter An-Nisa, verse 81. We'll listen to it and then we come back to learn more about this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويقولون طاعة فإذا برزوا من عندك بيت طائفة منهم غير الذي تقول والله يكتب ما يبيتون فأعرض عنهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا.
And they say, we pledge obedience. But when they leave you, a group of them spend the night determining to do other than what you say. But Allah records what they plan by night. So leave them alone and rely upon Allah. And sufficient is Allah as disposer of affairs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the Quran has pointed to the situation of some hypocrites. It says that when they come beside the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, they harmonize with others and express that they obey the command of the Holy Prophet. But when go out from the presence of the Prophet, they neglect their promises and in their night meetings they make some decisions against the Holy Prophet. Allah commands his messenger to turn aside from them with no fear. His order not to rely on them in his affairs, but to trust only in Allah, who is the best assisting helper and the protector.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
This is today's special on connecting with Allah. Allah is listening us each and every moment. Let us talk to Him the every detail we feel. Allah is seeing us at our every step. Let us do good deeds. Allah is waiting for the regrets we should make for the sins we commit, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And Allah is ready to give us everything we want. Just on one call, let us call Him. Allah has said again and again in the Holy Quran that He is with us wherever we go. We should call Him whenever we want or in whichever situation we are in. Muslims can keep in touch with their Creator every time by just remembering Allah and by following what has been asked them to follow.
Mm-hmm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
This is Ali, your host. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about how do we communicate with Allah. We need to take time. We need to go for a walk and enjoy the beauty of creation. If we don't enjoy the beauty of creation, it is unlikely that we are going to hear the one who made all that is. So we need to put ourselves in a situation where we can hear what he is saying in our prayer. In our talking to God, there are three things we can do. We can praise Him, we can thank Him, and we can ask Him for things. It is called supplication. We praise Him. We say, God, you are most great. Allahu Akbar. That's what we say. You are most great. You are greater than anything I could imagine. If you have never prayed before, just use those simple words, God, you are beyond my imagining. I can't understand you. As Muslims, quite literally, we bow down before Him. But you can say to Him, I bow down before your greatness. We thank Him. We thank Him for all the wonderful things in our lives. For husbands and wives and children and good health and sight and hearing, speech. We thank Him for these things. And as well, we ask Him for things, we don't ask Him for silly things. We ask Him for good health, we ask Him for food to feed our kids, and we ask Him to keep us safe and well. These are the things we ask Him for.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
When we look at the ways to achieve Allah's love, we reach to regret. Yes, to build the habit of feeling regret at committing a sin. Meaning that there should be no sin after which regret is not felt, also attracts divine love. One who regrets committing a sin demonstrates that he has the feeling to perceive and recognize that which is ugly and wicked. And if he can recognize what is wicked, then he must surely be able to recognize what is beautiful. When one is able to attain this, and he starts recognizing beauty, then Allah Himself reveals the pathways to His love. For Allah is the greatest benefactor and is the most beautiful. For this reason, He declares in chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 223, Allah loves those who turn to Him. Allah, as the Creator, communicates with His creation. Everyone is initially free of any false beliefs and will always enjoy a disposition towards goodness and sound belief, regardless of his adopted behavioral pattern, while at the same time innately disliking evil, deceit, and falsehood. Just like any other communication type, this type of communication likewise ought to be a two-way process, in order that it remains productive, meaningful, and strong. Insofar as man, the recipient of Allah's communicated word and message, is connected, thus Allah afforded man a number of opportunities to reciprocate both His direct and indirect communication initiatives. Man is asked to pray five times a day, supplicate, remember, praise, glorify, and sign praise to him at certain appointed and recommended times, or whenever or wherever he feels disposed to do so.
What I would like to do is go to another story of the Imam, very much related to this issue of how to, you know, ensure yourself and your property with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't mean to say don't buy insurance here in dunya, no. You do your part and then you do leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually a narration by Sheikh Saduq from his chain of narrators going all the way to Imam Ridha alayhi salam. It's Imam Ridha who narrates a story of his grandfather, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq. He says one day he was traveling with a group of people. Most of them were merchants carrying their merchandise for their trade. Somewhere along the way, some travelers were coming from the opposite side and they told them that, well, be careful because where you are going further now, there are some armed robbers and they are looting the caravans and taking their things. When they heard that they became very much afraid. But since the Imam was with them, they went to the Imam and said, you know, can we ask you to keep our goods with yourself? The Imam said, why? They said, well, we are afraid, you know, maybe if we leave it with you, when the robbers come and they come to realize you are a descendant of the Prophet, you know, they will probably not touch your things. So our goods also will be protected. Imam said, but who guarantees that? Maybe they will come first to me? Maybe they think very negative about me and they will take everything that I have. So they said, what should we do? Should we just bury it here and then come for it later on? Imam said, no, if you bury it here, you know, who knows? Somebody might discover it. You wouldn't be able to find it when you come back. So they basically asked him, please guide us what to do. And this is where the Imam says, أَوْضِعُوهَا مَنْ يَحْفَظُهَا وَيَدْفَعْ عَنْهَا وَيُرْبِيهَا. He says, you know, entrust your merchandise to someone who is going to guard your goods, even multiply them, and make each portion greater than what you have in this dunya and the akhirah. And he will even increase your profit. And they said, well, who are you referring to? And he says, Zalika Rabbul Alameen. Entrust whatever you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, how do we do that? Imam said, well, give sadaqah to the poor Muslims.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for listening to this episode of today's special on Iran Radio, and inshallah we meet you soon. Until another episode and gathering, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي